You know, a business is struggling when they're constantly trying to reinvent themselves. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And yes, we're a struggling business too. That's why I'm thinking of reinventing this show.
Oh, really?
Brooke and Mario Lopez in the morning.
Wow. Only if he's shirtless.
That's what I'm saying.
Talked about this.
It would be a much happier place, plus abs you could grate cheese on.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
How has he kept those things intact all these years?
But I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about air travel. It seems like every week there's a new announcement from the airline industry on changes they're making to make the flying experience more enjoyable.
And the change is never like, oh, we're dropping the baggage fees. Or
I don't know, more leg room.
We're going to give you free food.
Yeah, they do things like adding smells to the cabin.
Yeah. Music.
Or guaranteeing that the seat pockets will come with 10% less MRSA bacteria, which is very nice. Or maybe getting rid of the ridiculous fees. Yeah, right. I think there's probably like a $35 fee for me just saying that.
Yeah.
So how are things going to get even better? Air France says that they have an answer. They just announced that they'll be launching a brand new sister airline called Joon, J-O-O-N. And everything about Joon Airlines is designed specifically for millennials.
Oh, no. Here goes another company trying to get on the millennial bandwagon.
So how is Joon Airlines going to appeal to the younger generations? Avocado toast. Yeah. Free avocado toast. For sure.
Seriously, though.
Just stereotypes all over the place.
First off, the flights are going to be dirt cheap, they say. It will cost an average of $46 per ticket. So that's extremely affordable.
No way.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, what up?
Are we just putting all these people in the luggage carrier of a regular flight?
Even the process of ordering tickets will be geared toward millennials. Rumor is that they'll have an option to purchase flights through text message. All you have to do is text emojis for the kind of trip you want to take.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For example, if you want to buy a plane ticket from Paris to New York, you just text them an Eiffel Tower emoji, an airplane emoji, and a Statue of Liberty emoji.
Stop it.
Oh, that's kind of dope, though.
And they will text back with flight options for you to choose from.
Yeah,
hopefully those won't be an emoji, because that could get pretty hard to understand.
It's like we don't read and write anymore, you guys. Yeah, we're literally just texting hieroglyphics to get plane seats.
Humanity has come full circle.
Okay.
Once you get your ticket, what would you expect on this new airline designed for millennials? The airline says guests should be prepared to not be bored during check-in. When you arrive at your gate, the airline customer service employees are prepared to play a variety of fun games to keep millennials engaged.
That sounds annoying.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Like bar trivia. They'll give you miles if you can answer fun questions about air travel and technology.
Okay, that's awesome. I mean, I go to a coffee shop and they have a trivia question. I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm going to get it.
Also, there will be no regular boarding process. Joon Airlines promises the boarding process will be completely random and fun.
What? What about, like, you buy first class?
Yeah, I don't want a random boarding experience.
Really?
I get a lot of airline miles just so I can look at the people who have to get on after me like they're idiots. Like, oh, yeah, excuse me, I'm one of the pre-boarders.
Yeah.
You suck at life.
But understand why you want to pre-board. If you hate flying so much, why do you want to spend more time on the plane? Wouldn't you want to board last?
Well, you get more headspace.
Yeah, you get to put your bags wherever you want. You get to sit in there and check your phone.
I don't get... I'm not on board.
It's a status thing.
Yeah. So here's how they'll do the random boarding. For example, over the loudspeaker, they may say, everybody who has the letter J somewhere in their last name is now free to board.
Oh, come on.
I bet it'd actually make the process quicker.
Quicker. It'd be like more complicated, I think.
We're talking about an airline in Europe called Joon Airlines, which caters strictly towards millennials. One of the perks that's making a splash is that a lot of people are excited about unlimited carry-ons and no checked bags.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, how is that going to work? Unlimited carry-ons?
So you get like four carry-ons? Five?
What happens if they run out of room?
Jeez.
The airline says millennials rarely check bags anyway, so why not just allow them to bring extra carry-ons free of charge?
Because you're going to have to sit on them at some point. I mean, there's only so much room in a plane, guys.
Once on board, the airline promises that flight attendants will greet passengers in, quote, smart casual attire for a flying experience that's stylish and relaxed.
Ooh. What do you want to bet the flight attendants are told to fist bump everybody that comes onto the plane?
The uniform consists of white sneakers, a travel hoodie, and a glow stick necklace, which comes in handy in case of emergencies, I guess.
Oh, God.
Sweet. Is there a DJ on this plane,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, right?
Each seat will have a power socket to plug multiple electronics into as you fly. And while they won't give you complimentary meals on June Airlines, they will provide passengers with complimentary virtual reality headsets, which lets millennials play video games and can even give them the experience of flying the plane themselves.
That's cool. I like it. And I bet when they come and ask you if everything's okay, they're like, is everything lit over here?
Yeah.
Is
everything lit? Okay. They're expected to launch in Europe later this year with limited runs to cities like Paris, Hamburg, and of course, Ibiza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Text in 78592. Does that sound like a fun flying experience for you, or will you still do it the old crappy way? All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.